The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts, a special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts, some of which you may have never even heard of before. So enough dragging on from me, why don't we travel to the islands of Komodo to meet our rapscallion reptile of this week, the Komodo dragon. They may not breathe fire, but getting too close to one may put you in the hot seat. So here's some frightening facts that you should know about them. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. Komodo dragons are the definition of a modern day dinosaur, being the largest living lizards that roam the earth, and are exclusive to the islands of Indonesia. These deadly dragons can grow up to 10 feet long, which is already an issue, but they're also surprisingly fast, capable of sprinting up to 20 kilometers per hour. So unless you're Usain Bolt, you don't want to drag behind when you're on this racing reptile's food radar. And as top-notch predators on the islands they inhabit, a king-sized Komodo will eat practically anything. This includes deers, pigs, water buffalo, and even their own young. It's because of this cannibalistic cravings that Komodo hatchlings will spend most of their childhood in the treetops, away from any Komodos who may be looking for a literal kid's meal. And the most disturbing thing about these murderous monitors is how they bring down prey much larger than them. When hunting, the crafty Komodo will stay hidden in the overgrowth around them, waiting to ambush prey unaware. When the time is right, the dragon lunges at its lunch, delivering a powerful bite from its shark-like teeth. While this is enough to down something small as a pig, bigger and burlier animals like water buffalo can easily break free from a Komodo's jaws. But these dragons always get the last laugh. Komodos are locked and loaded with venom glands that produce terrifying toxins that cause the victim's blood to go haywire, eventually cancelling their life subscription, while the Komodo renews their eating license. Also, did you know that Komodos can eat over half their body weight in a single meal? Keep in mind that they can weigh up to 150 pounds. It's definitely relatable during the Christmas holidays. And fun fact, scientists used to believe that Komodos used septic bacteria found in their bites to bring down their meals, but after further investigation and possibly a few sketchy experiments, this theory has been debunked. Now unfortunately, Komodo dragons are quite an endangered species despite having their own island. This is due to habitat loss via climate change and sea levels being on the rise. And although I've made them seem like cold-blooded monsters, I mean they are, both literally and metaphorically, Komodos do play a vital role, acting as scavengers, cleaning up carcasses to prevent the spread of disease. Essentially, they're land vultures. And as of now, there is approximately 3,500 Komodos left on the world, and if things aren't done sooner, that number could very well be lower. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it. So it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum. See you later.